Now I come to chapter 2, and I begin reading here at verse 5. The Lord was an enemy. He hath swallowed up Israel. He hath swallowed up all her palaces. He hath destroyed the strongholds and hath increased in the daughter of Judah mourning and lamentation. God says here, I take full responsibility for what Nebuchadnezzar did. I permitted him to come. He came because I used him as a rod, as I used the Assyrian before him to punish my people. I let him destroy the city of Jerusalem. My friend, have you ever stopped to think in your own personal life, why is it that God permits certain people to cross your pathway, and he does permit it? And you say, well, I wish I had never seen that person before. He's an enemy of mine. He hurt me. Well, God's permitted it for a purpose in your life and in my life also. Someone who may have brought sorrow to you, God permitted it for a purpose. And that is something we need to recognize. Now, God says here, and he goes even farther, I'm reading verse 7, the Lord hath cast off his altar, he hath abhorred his sanctuary, he hath given up into the hand of the enemy the walls of her palaces, and they have made a noise in the house of the Lord as in the day of a solemn feast. That very temple that God had blessed, he even gave the directions for building it, and his presence was there at one time. Now he says the day came when I abhorred that temple. I hated it. Did you know that we need to investigate our own lives, those of us that are church-going folk. You're going to church. Is it something that God takes delight in, or is it something actually that you do and you hurt his cause? Your frame of mind's not right when you go. You're very critical. The Spirit of God doesn't use you. I think it can be sinful to even go to church. Do you know where the most dangerous place was the night the Lord Jesus was arrested? Well, somebody says it was down there with that bunch of rascals who were plotting to put Jesus to death. No, my friend, the most dangerous place that night was in the upper room where Jesus was. You know why? Satan was there. He put it in the heart of Judas Iscariot to betray him, and he got in the heart of Simon Peter also. If Simon Peter were here and you put him on the witness stand, I think he'd bear that out. This is tremendous, is it not? Now, if you want to know how this man is involved, let's look at verse 10. I'm moving down now in chapter 2. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit upon the ground, keep silence. They have cast up dust upon their heads. They've girded themselves with sackcloth. The virgins of Jerusalem hang down their heads to the ground. Let's look at that for a moment. They all went through all the outward gyrations of grief. But now notice how it affected the man Jeremiah. Verse 11, he says, mine eyes do fail with tears. He says, I can't even see. Notice that. And my bowels are troubled. He had diarrhea. My liver is poured upon the earth for the destruction of the daughter of my people because the children of the suckling swoon in the street. Now this man is really affected, and he's torn to pieces. It wrecked his health. How much are we really involved in God's work? Isn't a lot of it just on the surface? Are we willing to endanger our health? Are we willing to give ourselves over to God? Oh, how many are willing to do that? This man, Jeremiah, he's involved, friends. You notice what he says there. It broke Jeremiah's heart. Listen to verse 15. All that pass by clap their hands at thee. They hiss and wag their head at the daughter of Jerusalem, saying, is this the city that men call the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? Now I have a question to ask myself. I've been severe the past few times with the church. And I get letters every now and then from people saying, you're sure critical with the church. Well, yes, And I do need to make a distinction between liberal church and a Bible church. There's quite a difference there. But the question is this. I'm not in the church today as a pastor 40 years. I'm actually retired. I'm retired from the ministry, but I'm not retired from the work of God. I'll tell you that. I don't ever intend to retire. I'm no longer an active pastor, but I'm active, and I hope I can keep that way till I die. I have a question to ask myself. How much am I involved with my brethren who are in the ministry? Is it nothing to me? Am I just going to sit on the sidelines and be a critic of them? Or is it something that really brings sorrow to my heart? Now, my friend, I'm not going to answer that question for you because that's my own private matter. But I can say I've been moved. In the past few years, it's been my privilege to be in churches all across this country. And I've met many wonderful pastors, many of them with broken hearts and some of them with broken health. It is something to me what's happening today. My friend, if you're going to criticize, we better be sure that our criticism is something that has touched our own hearts and our own lives. I'm afraid that some of us can become very harsh and that it means nothing to us at all.